So, have you heard that there is a Republican tax reform plan in the Senate? I know. Well, Maine Senator Susan Collins is hearing about it on a lot of fronts, or her constituents are, from various groups and ads and by phone. Mal Leary has more.
One TV ad airing in the state urges Senator Collins to vote for the Senate Republican tax plan, touting it as a tax cut. Another ad from a different political action committee denounces both the Senate and House versions of tax legislation.
Thankfully, Senator Susan Collins told us that she'd say no to tax breaks for the wealthiest. Call her and tell her not to lose her way.
In an interview with Maine Public Radio, Collins laughed and said as a moderate, she is used to groups trying to pressure her to vote for and against various issues and nominees.
There are ad campaigns encouraging me to vote against the bill, and ad campaigns and telephone campaigns urging me to vote for the bill. I'm used to that. That's what happens when you're in the center.
Collins says she does not expect either the Senate GOP or the House GOP tax bill to be passed as drafted. She says she and several other senators have concerns about one or more provisions in the draft legislation. For example, Collins wants more of the tax cuts to go to middle-income taxpayers. She'd pay for that by keeping the current highest tax rate on incomes over $1 million a year. Another concern, she says she does not like tacking repeal of the health care mandate onto the tax legislation.
You're right that I have problems with each of the versions of the bills, but I don't think at the end of the day that's the choice that I'm going to be confronted with. The choice that I'm going to be confronted with will be an amended bill.
Collins says she's already working on amendments she will offer when the Senate takes up tax changes next week. One would continue to allow taxpayers to deduct state and local taxes on their federal returns, but would include a cap. She also wants to see the corporate tax rate lowered from the current rate of 35%, but she says she's not sure by how much. Resolving that question will be part of the discussions in the weeks ahead. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.